quick. I do the remote.
Okay.
Okay, well, welcome, folks, to another episode of Soul Time with Country and Mr. Reese.
I didn't even know that Ring had an alarm.
Well, I'm Country.
That's Mr. Reese here.
Right. I don't know, man, what you did with the remote control. I'm trying to get the music so we can hear and do the show at the same time. But I got an interesting topic today, man.
What's that?
It's guilty pleasures.
Oh. No wonder you wanted to make this show.
No, it was guilty pleasures and something else. See, I told you, man, when I came in, I was on fire. This dude messed up my flojo, but I'm trying to remember what it was. What I was thinking about was I wanted to do people actually contemplate stuff like that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
sure.
People say, man, they was healthy, but they said they found out they couldn't fuck good, right? It was 1 minute, dude. They like, man, I heard working out helped you build your stamina up. Now you got a fluctuation in
calories. Does it?
Yeah, it does.
Working out help you build your stamina up?
Yeah, because you have more, you fuck longer because it's like exercising at that point.
Yeah, but it don't exercise the dick.
Yeah, it does.
It does?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The more I exercise, the more I was up. But that's not the point. So what I'm saying.
No, it's helping me out. I need to do some exercising.
Okay.
You know what Disappearing Hand is?
What's that?
Oh, that's a Wing Chun movie. It's called Disappearing Hand.
No, I don't know what it is. Disappearing Hand.
Right.
Don't believe everything you hear on TV, country.
And they were doing their hands like this.
No.
It's called Disappearing Hand.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
See, go up there and show them that this was.
It's anyway, called Sticky Hand.
No, that's something else.
There's nothing called Disappearing Hand. I know I studied Wing Chun forever.
Okay, we'll get to that later on. But anyway, what I'm talking about right now is guilty pleasure. Because I was thinking, like, we'll go from a bad habit, can that be turned into a guilty pleasure? And what did you consider like? Okay, like this is
a bad habit that could be turned into a guilty pleasure.
Check this out. This is my theory.
Okay, I'm listening.
All right, this is my theory, y'all. This is what I was thinking. Remember, I already said about the sex and the exercise. So this is what I was thinking. You know, they say one of the most leading things that happened amongst everybody in the world, because I went to Shirley Ryan Rehab and I seen it myself. White folks, black folks, Latinos, anybody. You can have a heart attack or a stroke, right?
Yeah.
Most everybody. And one of the ways they say you most of the time have it is from smoking tobacco. Don't say shit about smoking weed. It was really weird. But smoking tobacco and
Eating fatty foods
and stuff like that. So now, what if you consider not eating fatty foods and stuff. It's just foods you like to eat. Like some niggas like Burger King Whoppers. Other motherfuckers like turkey burgers. Some people like pizza with extra meat. Some people like me. I only like bell peppers and onions on my pizza.
I thought you like pepperonis. No. Oh, no, it's pork. That's right.
But now I don't eat it anyway. Pepperoni is the greasiest shit on there.
I'm not a pepperoni fan either, but everybody, my kids and grandkids, they love pepperoni.
They just know the name. That was like when I was little one day, I ordered a pizza with anchovies because I kept hearing anchovies.
Then it came with
fish. I was like, oh, the fuck? Fucked up. But I couldn't believe it because they was like sticky and everything.
I don't see how people like them.
And they super salty.
Yes, I don't see how people eat them on pizza. I've tried them too.
That's the weirdest shit. I didn't try it. It was an accident. I kept hearing it over and over. That's why I'm thinking how kids get to the pepperoni thing. Okay, so let's say you get to all that, right? And smoking was it was a bad habit.
Right.
It was a bad habit, right? Just say, damn, man, I'm smoking, and this smoking is becoming a bad habit. But what if you then said, but I like to smoke? You just admitted it. Like, I don't even care about all the bullshit about the other stuff, but I like to smoke. And you said, what if I change my diet, stop eating fatty food, became basically a vegetarian, and did all the stuff to keep your arteries nice and clean? Open. Wouldn't smoking then be just a guilty pleasure?
Yep. It would be a guilty pleasure.
Because
you would have to do it every now and then, you know, sneak and get it to make you feel, I guess, give you that
right, when you just felt like a square, you just were like, smoking, I just want. Hey,
That's how most folks started out smoking. It was a casual thing, you know. Then something like, especially for me, something traumatic happened, And that's where I picked up my smoking habit, you know, stressing out about shit.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah. Smoking does do.
I don't like this music. You go ahead and talk. I'm going to find something different.
Right. I was saying, so smoking does. So I was thinking, what's all the things that people consider bad habits could be a guilty pleasure?
Like, well, you know, consider smoking weed. A lot of people consider smoking weed a bad habit, you know.
Right. But, I mean, if you smoking weed to get rid of cataracts. Or the face.
Well, you know, that hasn't been proven yet.
It help them not hurt so much. Or you smoke weed to get rid of some pain because you got cancer, because they recommend that.
Yeah, they do recommend smoking.
So is that a bad habit or a guilty pleasure at that point? Also, I mean, it's not.
Well, I don't think in that case it would be either.
I think it's still a guilty pleasure because you would like to get high, even though it's health reasons. You gonna be like, man, toking that motherfucking year, but I'm good. Fuck cancer. You're gonna be talking shit to cancer.
I think in order for weed to cure cancer, you gotta get in there early.
Cure cancer.
You know.
Who said weed can cure cancer?
Remember they said that weed could be a cure for cancer?
No, I don't remember that.
Well, you read it on one of the things.
I know, I said it will not cause cancer.
No, but you said something about scientists said that we could be, it might have went underneath the heater.
So
we could be.
Because I rolled it on there. It just popped off.
We didn't want to stay.
Right, fucking
so let's get back to your point.
So I'm just saying, I think it's a lot of.
What made you think of this about guilty pleasures? What brought that up?
Me smoking cigarettes.
Oh, I got you.
Right, I was like, the biggest thing they said, me smoking cigarette, an artery thing. But I was like, after December, I've already decided that after December, man, I'm going to go full vegetarian. I'm going to do it for a year. Hardcore.
Oh, you're going to be boring.
Right. So, cause I'm
going to be boring as hell.
Right, because I want to get down. I might sneak some. I might have a guilty pleasure every now and then. But for the most part, like if I went to somewhere like France or something, I had
You got to eat the food in France.
Right. Yeah. I can't be over there vegetarian.
But you know what? I've heard that some people that have went total vegetarian, if they try to eat meat or heavy food or even heavy sauces, right, it can affect their stomach really bad.
Yeah, it does. Know? It does.
So you may not be able to eat it in that stuff.
Well, yeah. I do know for a fact that that's true. It do fuck with your stomach. Cause when I was doing the vegetarian thing for like I did it for that like 3 or 4 months, I was eating the super stuff. Mm-hmm. And like when I went on the road, I ate like a chicken sandwich. Boy, I was sick as fuck.
Really?
Man, I went to the bathroom like about 10 times, it flooded me. So it was the weirdest shit, man.
It was like a shock to the body. That's probably what it was.
Yeah.
The body was like, we finna get rid of this shit. Okay.
Yeah, literally. Literally. I'm talking about, man, just chewed it up and spit it out.
My car is broken. Oh, no, it's not. Just reflection.
Yeah. Anyway. So, yeah, it's a lot of stuff. Like, I was like, man, if I can get my cholesterol, well, I ain't really cholesterol. If I could figure out how to keep my arteries open and stuff, I probably wouldn't even be thinking about smoking as much.
Well,
but,
you
so
smoke out of stress, basically, kind of.
Yeah. Most people do.
That's when you're on the road, you be bored, you smoke out of that.
Right, but I don't want to feel guilty about it.
I mean, I've been smoking like for years, and I habit. Feel guilty about it every time I
light
one.
Right, because that's what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say I don't want it to be such a bad habit.
Right.
Because we got things that, back in the day, I don't jag off no more. Cause I just
masturbate,
jag off, rub one out, whatever fuck you call it. Cause I just, I don't know. I just choose not to. It's at this age, it's kind of boring. Like I ain't seen all of
it. It's not satisfying.
Yeah, it's not as much as pulling on your balls. It's kind of weird. But back in the day, I used to feel like it was a bad habit.
Then you start bad habits, and you excessively do it.
Then you start, and I just felt like it was a bad habit. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes a bitch don't want to fuck that much. You get like one bust, one nothing, then she be like,
that be it.
Sleep. Yep. She knocked the fuck out. You're like, now what am I supposed to do the rest of this day? I'm in a hotel looking at porno. Knocked the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? She came 3-4 times.
It's hard to find a woman that, after they climax 2 or 3 times, really be interested in anything your dick is doing, okay?
Real shit.
You know, seriously, you know.
So I used to think that was a bad habit, but then I had called myself stopping. Then I was in a drought for like 3 months, and I was like looking at.
It's not 2 years.
Then
I was married with a drought. Okay.
Okay, so we didn't know that
2 years.
He playing the wrong music. That was supposed to be the violin. So that's, that's motherfucking sad. That's
2 years.
That's like the worst shit out. Yeah, yeah. That's
no, you know she had the medical problems.
Well, no, we didn't. We're not gonna talk about all that, man.
Yeah,
we,
but I mean that's the only reason. It wasn't like I ain't giving you no more for 2 years. She had medical problems, you know.
Right.
Ain't help, but hey, that's not a story for another time, folks.
Right, whole nother time. Right, so like I'm saying, so I was like, I used to think that was like bad habit, but once I rubbed one out, I was like, you know what? I feel better. I felt better. Like my whole body felt better. Like,
you know,
all right, maybe this going blind is all some bullshit.
No, you ain't gonna go blind. But I mean, I think people can really get obsessive with it. I think they can.
I think that's just.
I bought some papers. What I do?
I think that's just. I think that's just them. That's a shame if it's people out there. And see, that's what I mean by a guilty pleasure. That could be a guilty pleasure. Can't get nothing off. Just bust one right quick. Get you something out.
Drop.
Get some pills. Get something out your body. You feel better.
Yeah, I mean, you do. You would feel better, especially if you go a long time, man. Just to relieve that pressure, shit. You know,
mm-hmm.
See, like when you go for a long time, your balls swell up and the wind blow hard, make it dig hard. You be like, oh, okay, I gotta go angry. Settle this. It's a private matter. You know.
I get angry. Shit. But I know it become a bad habit when you look forward to doing it.
You think Cass look forward to doing it?
No, I don't know if dudes do it, but it was this movie they had back in the day with Mark Wahlberg while he was younger, and he had this black dude, Keith Woodbine, in there. Uh-huh. And his whole thing was, he was like, he didn't fuck bitches, he'd rather jag off. He was like, man, when I get my dick in my hand, boy, I'm going full. He was like obsessed with the shit. Like, they went to a video store, and he went there was a porno. He kissed his hand like, it's on tonight. I'm like, what the fuck? So that's what I mean.
Yeah, that's
obsessive.
Yeah.
That's a bad.
That's habit. Obsessive.
That's a,
you know. I don't, you know what? I don't, mm-hmm. With most men,
yeah.
I don't think jagging off is an enjoyable thing. It's just a thing to get, you know, so you can get that relief, you know. You know, when I was younger and I did it and shit, that was what it's for. It wasn't because I wanted
but
to.
But I'm
do
just
it.
Saying that's a guilty pleasure. I did it pleasure. Because I don't
it's a
think
guilty
that's
pleasure,
a bad
but
habit.
I did it because either I couldn't get none or I was close to getting it and I didn't get it. You know what I'm saying? And your dick is so hard, you're going to have to introduce it to your hand some days. Hand me dick.
Oh, no. Yeah. When I was younger and I found out about it, it was cracking.
Yeah.
I just go anytime I was going to bed. Like, come on, I'm sleeping. Grab me a sock and man. 15.
That's probably
why
I got things for pretty women because, you know, I always had.
Back then, all I had was. What? Back then, all I had was Jet.
That's, oh, Jet.
Beauty
of
the
Week. I
had
several sources, man. I had Jet, Playgirl.
Playboy, you mean?
No, Playgirl.
Playgirl.
Yeah, Playgirl was harder. Mm. It's by, oh boy. That sat in the chair. What was his name?
You mean Hustler?
Yeah, it was a Hustler. But he had a thing called
Playgirl. I mean Hustler, the magazine.
Yeah, the magazine, right. He had a series called Playgirl.
Right, Hustler showed you them punchy shots.
Yeah, man, so did Playgirl.
That split them
Playgirl lips. Showed actual intercourse, but it was in pictures, you know.
Yeah,
you know, so
I
you know,
move
for
up to
a
that.
Teenage guy like me, man, that was like, whoa, look, woo, whoa. Right. And then I had posters. Like, I had a poster of Lola Falana. Jane Kennedy, at the time, the people that were famous at the time when I was coming up. Pam Grier, so Isa. Yeah. I'd be like, this one's for you, Pam.
I ain't got nothing else, dude.
This is for you, Lola.
Shit.
You know, I'm pretty probably sure. Why I love pretty women to this day.
Shit, I met so many females that their first intercourse is a bottle.
A bottle?
Yeah.
Like a pop bottle?
Like a beer bottle that somebody in their family was drinking or some shit.
Yeah, because they have a long neck on it.
Right. They just be curious. A hanger.
A hanger?
Yeah.
That hurt some stuff?
I don't know, man. I'm not a female. Like, they just bust out and find out about that thing themselves. Like, man,
I told you a long time ago,
what's going
man,
on down
I was
here?
About maybe 14, 15. I knew this girl. Last name was Brown. I'm not going to say her first name. But anybody that know me that lived on Lockwood know this same girl. It's a whole family there. And she got a Polish caught up in the thing, man. They had to rush to the hospital.
God,
she was in there masturbating with a Polish, and I guess lost it up in there and shit. and panicked, you know. Yeah. And we just happened to be outside, me and some other guys, we was outside and shit. And we saw her getting on the stretcher. We was like, everybody was concerned, like, what's the matter? And her brother came out. He said, man, that old dumb bitch got a fucking Polish stuck up in her pussy. And we was like, what? You know, they never left her live that down.
No.
No, she couldn't live that one down, man.
No, she, yeah.
But yeah, she actually got it stuck up in there.
So I was thinking, man, on the topic of that, what else you think is a bad habit but could be a guilty pleasure?
Sex itself.
Be a bad habit.
Yeah, it could be a bad habit. Especially if you like screwing multiple girls.
Interesting. How is that on possible green God's earth? Is that a bad habit?
You said it could be an obsession. Now, what'd you say?
A bad habit or a guilty pleasure.
Yeah, it could be a guilty pleasure. That's what it could be.
Definitely, especially if you
got a spouse and you all these other girls attracted to it and you fucking all these other chicks, that's a guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
You know, because you know you're going to have to go out to get it. You can get it at home. But it's something about variety that makes you keep going out
there
to get
it. Nothing looks the same. Nothing.
That's why we individuals. Everything's different.
Yeah, every orange is a different size.
That's
orange
right.
Or apples ain't the same size. Shape. Watermelons are going on forever. Oh, women, men, shit.
But do you think women have the same type of thing?
Yeah, I think women have guilty pleasures all the time.
What do you think the average woman guilty pleasure is? Probably something to eat. That's what I would say.
Eating?
Yeah, probably something to eat. You know. Like for some women, it may be chocolate. You know, for some women, it may be, I don't know, ice cream, you know.
I think teasing niggas.
I don't think it's that simple.
Man. Yeah, I think it is, man. I think it's that fucking simple, man.
Really?
Yeah, because you see.
You consider that a guilty pleasure or
I think they No, I think they do it like a guilty pleasure. They get a kick out of it. They pull off in their car some shit. Or get in the car with another chick, they be laughing or some shit. I think they do that.
You think so?
Because I have seen women do the most. If not this year, this has been one doozy of a year. I seen chicks outside this year with their ass out their pants.
Yeah, I've seen it too.
Like the shorts go right up to the pocket. Like
that's a new style where the bottom of your cheek. It's not really a new style because they was doing it in the 70s. But it's more nastier now. That's the way I can say it.
I'm like, you don't think a nigga gonna knock your ass out?
I don't know what they think. I think it's stupid. Matter of fact, that you say that, one day when I was coming from the store, I saw a chick. Them shorts were so cut. Then she had them slid up the side,
right.
All her back end hanging out.
Right.
Okay. And don't look like she had no underwear on. She probably had a thong on or something. You know, but it didn't look
and
like
then
she had
have,
no underwear.
They have a shirt with their titties come, with a shirt come right.
Really low.
Right. If they lift up, you can see it's lifted up enough to where it won't come from under the nipple. But you
see, and I don't understand
that.
Women why right. they don't think,
And then this be the killing part. You'll see them and they looking good. And you say something to them, the bitch walk faster. Like, wait, you out here dressed like that. That demands a conversation or some talking to.
That's a long conversation.
Like, I got a man. Like, why? Ain't nobody asking about a man. I'm asking where you finna go. The fuck you and that? What y'all on?
You and all that ass.
You and them
where
clothes.
Is it going?
What the fuck? What is that in the floor? So, yeah, man, I would definitely say teasing men, man. I think there's women. I think that would be their guilty pleasure. I don't think
women purposely tease me. I think a woman would tease a certain man, but I don't think women overall tease men. I really don't. I think a lot of them, they just want the attention. To me, that's not a tease, though. A tease is like, you trying to get some, and they thinking you might get some. You know, they letting you think you might get some.
No, man, it's
that's a tease.
Listen, man, I think that's look. I see these chicks, man. What I'm telling you, I done seen them even dressed kind of like just like a little seductive. And going, they be going somewhere like the stove. They know
niggas
looking.
That's the signs of the time, though.
No, listen, I'm saying women know men is looking.
Oh, of course, they want us to look, but it's like a golden statue. That's roped off. You can look at the motherfucker and admire it, but you better not touch it.
Right.
You touch it, it's gonna be all kind of consequences.
Right.
I guess it's a tease
like that, but I mean it's a guilty pleasure to them because they know. Man, honestly, like regular mamas, honestly, now this is what I'm saying. This is different.
Right.
And I think women get it. Because I don't know, man. Like, the era has changed something. Like, something has changed. Where a lot of bad habits are more so guilty pleasure. Because this is what I'm saying. Back in the day, when women had kids, you see them damn near go to the store and something baggy, no shape showing. Cap a plastic bag on their head or some old silly shit. Big clothes. Now these chicks at the store looking like model shopping.
Hey, one time,
like,
man,
you eat.
I was in Myers one time by my daughter's house, man. No. It wasn't Myers. We was living in whatever name that little funky ass town was that I hated. It was this old chick, man. Had to be in her 60s, man. Had these shrubs all up her ass and coochie. No drawers on, no bra on. And she was an older chick, but she still had a little body going on. You know, she's still slim and everything. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But you could see every wrinkle and everything. And everything. And she was out there. And my wife said, that don't make no sense. I said, she man, honey, leave her alone. She an old broad. She know what she doing. Don't she? She ain't come out here with them tight ass shorts on and no drawers
exactly,
on.
Exactly. That's what nothing. I mean.
Yeah, but in that case, it wasn't the teeth. She was looking.
Yeah, she
that
was directing. But
yeah, she was.
Sometimes women just go into the store like that.
And I don't understand that either. With all these perverts running around out here, you know, I don't get that. I have to get on my daughter's case about that, Kim. I have to get on her case about that. She'll go to the store in the. She got form fitting pajamas. Okay, I mean form fitting. And she would get up and go to the store in the pajamas without a robe on. And I say, Kim, why are you going to the store like that? Ain't nobody paying me no attention. I say, okay. I want to hear calling about you and somebody attempted to try to rape your ass or some shit, you know. Mm-hmm. I can take care of myself. I said, okay. But I get on her case about that all the time. She just get up, hop in the car in her pajamas and go down the street to the store. But, I mean, in her defense, I have seen other women do it too.
Well, probably that's a good area. That's Chicago shit. It probably won't play so well.
Well, no, that's in Bolingbrook.
You know? That's what I'm saying.
But still, you know, I mean, come on now. You know, I remember seeing on TV, you'll see people in the store in their robes and their house shoes and shit. You literally see that out there where she live at. Mm-hmm. Literally. I mean, it's not, it don't matter what time of the day. Mm-hmm. You know, it could be day, morning, evening, night. You know, that's you see somebody out there in their pajamas. You know. This one lady, they had sent me up to the store to get breakfast one day by bacon and stuff like that. I'm in the store. This lady come in the store in a pink see-through gown. You can see her bra, her panties, and she did have a robe on, but she didn't close it up. She had the robe open. Mm. You see what I'm saying? She got her house shoes on, and I'm standing right behind her in line. Okay, and I'm thinking to myself, if I was her husband, no, first I said, I wouldn't do her husband know she come out like this. And if I was her husband, I would purposely come behind her at the store and see what she got on, you know, because, you know, I mean, and she wasn't a very attractive lady or anything like that, but still.
She ain't getting no shit.
Right. Still, you know, the right mom come around, you know, she looked like a hot dog and he want to eat it, you know.
Good man, right. And that's the whole thing. I'm saying. But that, I ain't saying that to terrify chicks or saying something like that. I was just saying, I think they do that even when they go out, man. You even when
they
I used to go
out.
To yeah, go
like
to the club, man.
In pajamas?
No, nigga. Oh. If I see the woman.
Oh, you mean less, scantily dressed.
Man, and then they had a nerve not to want to talk to you in the club.
Well,
I got a man,
right
ain't your man
dress
at home?
How they want.
No, I ain't saying, but I know they know what they doing to niggas.
Oh yeah.
You can't expect
to
be walking by
they
looking
it.
Like a motherfucker heartbeat of the nigga. Hey. What's up, baby? What's going on?
Yeah, but they do that because they want the right man, and they never understand.
Ain't no right
that
man
the
at
right
the club.
Man, they don't understand the right man is not going to approach them
right
like
now.
That.
Oh, nigga,
not
I
gonna, unless they're trying to get some pussy. Basically, that's it. You know, they're not going to approach them.
Look,
I never approach women like that. Women that was always scantily dressed in clubs, I never approached them.
Shit.
Never. No, because for
I
one thing,
she want to get to it.
For one thing, they have too much attention, and then ain't nobody getting a play. You see what I'm saying? So
I have to admit, they do get a lot of drinks.
Well, they probably do. They're trying to get your ass drunk so they can take you home.
No, they be getting a lot of drinks. You know what I'm saying?
One time, man, I went to this little bar by myself. And it was a bunch of women. There was a bunch of people there, period.
Only
got
like 1 minute.
Oh, okay. I can tell it later.
Oh, no, you feel
it. And I'm going to make a long story short. People kept buying this chick drink because she was really nice looking. And I was sitting next to her on the bar. She never got up and danced, never did anything. You know, so I got ready to go, and she turns to me and she said, hey, don't you want somebody to take home with you? And I thought to myself, I said, all these guys were coming up here talking to you, buying you drinks, turning them down, this and that. I ain't said not one word to you, okay? And you wanted me to take you home. And she was scantily dressed. But like I said, she never got out away. She never came off the bar. She always sat at the bar. Mm. Except, I guess, go to the washroom.
She had a thing.
Yeah.
So, hey, y'all, we want to give, because we don't do this twice no more. We used to do it twice, so we got a few minutes left. We're going to finish our content on bad habits and
at another time.
Guilty pleasure. No, we're going to do it in the next episode. But right now we want to give out what we always do.
We don't have enough time.
So we're going to, yeah, we do. So I'm going to start off with Reef telling y'all about his site where y'all can reach him at.
You can come over to Talk Freely and watch my show on YouTube. And also you can check out my merchandise. I have been given the wrong address. So let me correct this address. It's www.tokefreelytokegear.store. So that's www.tokefreelytokegear.store. And that way you can come over and check out all my merchandise I have. I'm waiting on you guys coming back and stuff. And also you can check out, you know, like what we're doing right, Soul Time. You know,
Country and Mr. Reese.
Country and Mr. Reese. We're gonna be on Fridays and Mondays at 6 o'clock. I got a thing in the mail saying, man.
I said Sunday.
I said, didn't I say Fridays and Sundays?
You said Sunday, yeah.
Fridays and Sundays. That's what I'm gonna say. Fridays and Sundays at 6 o'clock. But we may change the time to 5 o'clock because I got a thing from them saying that our best hours are 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. So maybe we'll change to 5 p.m. So don't forget to check out New Way to Do It, Reese. We're gonna have new shows coming up. We're going live December 1st, folks. I mean January 1st. Going live with New Way to Do It. Hope you come and check that out. And that's all I got to say for right now, Country.
Okay, yeah. And don't forget on Reese, it got everything you want. Cups, shoes, I don't know, pens.
We got no shoes.
Draws, shorts.
I would love to have some draws, but no, we don't have
But they got jogging pants and some dope-ass t-shirts that you can buy to celebrate 420. So you be having all your stuff up to date. And also, man, y'all can leave us comments and suggestions in the suggestion box on Spotify and on Anchor if y'all want to.
That's true.
And so if y'all want something to say.
I did put out about that big argument we had. I already put that show out. Did you get it?
No.
I put it out. But anyway, I asked people, how did they feel about, did they think that the majority of blacks are for gays or against gays or something like that I wrote, you know. And it's also in the comment section. So if you see that, you know, answer the question.
Yeah, let us know what y'all think, man. We're trying to get up. So shout out to the United States, all the places that listen to us. Washington, D.C., Illinois. I don't really say where Illinois, but I'm assuming Chicago.
Well, it's 14 states.
Right, yeah, it's 14 states. We got a shout out to the Eastern. And we got to give a shout out to Europe. What is it called?
Europe, Ireland, Scotland, and somebody.
No, but I'm saying yeah, I know this Ireland, Scotland, but it's called that part of, I forgot the part of.
Western European?
No, I ain't answering what they call the part of the thing that is the part of the world. Anyway, also give a shout out to South Africa and Vietnam. No, it's that part of the, they say where they from, like New something.
Oh, you're talking about the cities they're from.
No. It's Hesse, Germany. One is
Hesse,
Germany.
That's the city in Germany.
So that's the only one we got. We got 100% Hesse, Germany.
Right.
Another one is Ireland.
You still got
time
up there?
Scotland. Yeah, we got 1 minute. Another one is Scotland, and then the other one is
Northern Ireland.
Northern Ireland.
Yeah. So shout out to all you folks.
Vietnam, Hesse, Germany.
And to the tribe people, but I have to make a quick statement. I thought that they had split up, but I had recently just saw some of their new shows. And I was wrong about that, so I recant that. And for the people that's in Northern Ireland that do the try things, we love you folks. And I especially like the little dark-haired girl. Anyway.
Right. Okay.
And the red-haired girl.
I wanted to try this, yeah. So try our show. Keep up with our updates. We're going to keep letting y'all know. Like I said, we're doing this now because we're going to do this twice. So the second part of the show, we're just going to finish off what we're talking about because we're going to be down for the holidays. So we hope everybody have a good Christmas. Maybe, I don't know, man. We come back, we'll shoot one, what we did for Christmas.
We're going to be going live after we come back.
Right.
So y'all going to be able to see Soul Time Live, folks.
Right. All right, y'all. So until the next episode, we'll be right back.
I got it.
No, I'm sorry. I was trying to cut that up.
You did the wrong thing.
Welcome to an episode of Soul Time with Country and Mr. Reese.
Hello there, folks.
Happy New Year to everybody that's out there. It's a new
right,
year.
Happy New Year.
Brand new dawn. Brand new year. That's kind of loud. So, I'd like to give a shout out to everybody that listens to us. We see me on a lot of different graphics. The UK, America, Korea.
Vietnam.
Korea been making some good moves, man. I wish we could get Korea. Get that Squid Games and all that shit.
Korea.
Do you hear us in Korea? No, I ain't gonna be fucking around. I'm Korean. But yeah, Vietnam, South Africa, and all the ships at sea. And all the truck drivers that's out there, if y'all listen to us, what's up? And I'm gonna let Reese announce everything that he's doing, and then we're gonna get into our show.
Well, you know, folks, come check out my show, Soul Time. So Freely.
Well, don't forget Soul Time.
You know, it's on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook. Come and check it out. Learn a little bit about marijuana. And come have some fun with me and smoke with me and enjoy the show. And don't forget to check out our merchandise for Talk Freely. We have lots of merchandise. We're looking for you people to buy
now. Nice beat.
Just go over to www.talkfreelytokegear.store and you will see all our products there. So come on, help us out. Don't forget to check out, you know, Soul Town Country, Mr. Reese. We're doing it 2 days a week now on Fridays and Sundays at 6 p.m. So don't forget to come check them shows out. And I was supposed to be starting back a new way to do it, but something got in the way. But it's going to start back. I just don't know when. I wanted it for the first, but I'm going to have to push it back. But you can believe that it's still coming, you know. So you can still check out the old shows on YouTube, you know, and Instagram and Facebook. You can check out all the old shows of New Way to Do It. Anything you got to say, Country?
Oh, no. And I was just saying so they can get the right address because, you know, you had said the address that you gave them before was wrong.
Right.
It's kind of Christmassy music.
Check out our Patreon. That's Soul Time, Patreon. Come on and donate some money to us there.
Right.
And set up my Cash App is $Talk Freely. That's my Cash App. You can find that. I'm going to have that announced on my shows. So, but if you're interested, it's the $ and Talk Freely with a capital T. So if you want to donate to the Cash App, that would be appreciated. And what else is there? And I think that's it, folks. So we can get the show started. What's on our topic for today,
Kyle? Oh, no. I was just talking about coming into the new year. Really, that's all I had. So talk about for this episode. We'll come back at y'all with something in our next episode. But this hour, I was listening to a show me and Reese had did. And we were talking about the holidays. And Reese was talking about the Grinch. And did you get to do anything that you said you did? Did you watch one K. Rollins movie? Did you watch one Lord of the Rings?
I didn't see Lord of the Rings, but I did see Harry Potter. So I did watch some Harry Potter, and I watched some Matrix. I saw some Matrix on TNT, I think it was, and I was able to watch a little bit of that, but no Lord of the Rings. I didn't see it.
Well, you know. I went home and I watched I didn't watch Lord of the Rings, but I watched the first episode, which I never had seen before.
Of what?
The Hobbit.
Oh, The Hobbit.
That's the first episode.
It was
really confusing.
On television?
No, it's on HBO.
Netflix.
No, HBO. And it was really confusing because I seen what you was talking about. The dudes that came to visit him, they ain't nothing but a couple inches bigger. That's the difference between the nigga being 6'3 and 6'2.
Yeah.
They're not much bigger than him.
The Hobbits were even shorter than the dwarfs.
Right, so but they're not that much shorter because the dwarfs actually could live in a Hobbit house. They was in there eating. And then they got a house at home. Boy, they ate all this fucking food, pumpkins and cookies. They was in there smacking.
That was one of the best scenes and shit because he throwing that cheese out. He's like, dude, cheese is moldy. And he's like, you know. That was his best cheese in the place, you know.
Right.
You know, mold grown cheese for some cheese is actually a good thing.
Right.
You know,
most cheese is.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Only time cheese ain't good is when it's processed and all that.
Yeah.
But if it's natural and grow, it is. It happens like a span of life. You just cut around that shit.
Yep.
and get some of the best cheese you ever had, you know. But
yeah, so how did you enjoy it? Did you like the first episode?
It was kind of my girl, like you, is one of them fans, so she binge watches that stuff.
Okay.
So I watched one episode. She like, well, just watch it when I ain't around, because when I watch them, I binge watch them.
You watch all of them.
Yeah, see, I'm like, I don't know if I could take all that in one sitting. I mean, it's like
it's like 6 hours,
right?
Because
it's like a 3-hour movie.
Yeah,
the first one.
Yep.
And you don't understand what I still don't know what they're doing in the first one. Why they even came and got to keep calling the nigga a burglar?
Yeah,
the only thing I seen him burglarize was that little.
They made him a burglar. He really was never a burglar. That was Gandalf's idea, because the hobbits are so short, so little. Most people won't see him. And then he was saying that the dragon won't even recognize his smell, because that's a totally different.
It's a fucking dragon in this?
Oh, my fault. I'm spoiling this for you.
Right, it's a dragon? I didn't even.
The second one is called The Desolation of Smog.
God damn.
Okay, that's the second episode.
Okay, no, I didn't say that. Okay, I'm gonna have to go home and sneak around my girl and watch that.
That's one of the good ones, because he talks, Smog talks.
Ooh.
The dragon talks.
The dragon can fucking talk.
Yeah.
Well, most dragon movies I've seen, they can say something. Except for the new shit, How to Train Your Dragon, and that's some Disney shit. But like the movies where they had dragons back in the day, the dragons be able to say one or two phrases and stuff.
The Hobbits, a lot of people gave the Hobbits a hard time, but I think it's just as good as Lord of the Rings. You know, it ain't as action-packed as far as war is concerned, even though it does touch on the war and stuff like that, too. Because at the end of The Hobbit, it's the five armies, or something about the five armies. That's the name of all three of them. The first one is, what is it? An Adventure, something about an Adventure.
The Hobbit.
The title is Adventure, going on an Adventure or something like that. Then the second one is Desolation of Smog. Then the third one is it's either the War of the Five Armies or the Five Armies, something like that.
Right.
You know. Yeah, you know, it's all, you know, all that is before Frodo. Way before Frodo.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? 60 years, that's 60 years after 60 years before Lord of the Rings.
God damn, so Hobbits live a long ass time, huh?
Well, yeah. Well, you know, Bilbo ended up living a long time because he possessed the ring. You know,
he did get a ring.
He was 111 years old and shit, you know. But when he got loose of that ring, his ass started aging like it wasn't shit, you know. See, I had to hit him in the, you know, right before it.
Yeah, in the end, he was like, oh. He's like, you couldn't let me see that old ring of mine one more time. He's like, no, but he jumped right up when they got to the ship. He said, all right, man, we finna go. He jumped right up like, I guess it's time for another adventure. I'm like, another adventure? Let's slow down. You finna die.
Going to the undying land. So that meant I guess they would never die.
Right.
You know, just be old as fuck.
Well, not even a hobbit woman, not even a hobbit chick to take with her.
You know. But you know, when I see movies that are that good and done that well, you know, people get so lost in those movies, man. You know, I think they'd be willingly to step out of real life into something like that. But if they look at it, that's more horrible than real life. Just think if you was zapped back over in them, you know, in them days where it's motherfucking trolls and Uruk-hai and whatever they call them motherfucking things.
I don't like them. See, the reason why I never liked the Lord of the Rings is because the bad guys didn't win one fight.
They had advantages.
They ain't had no goddamn advantages. As soon as the bad guys start fighting, and look, man, they had them.
I forgot about the war at Helm's Deep.
Man,
it
they
was fucking Helm's Deep up, man.
Listen, they was running over there, and their army was so big and so deep. I like that motherfucker looked like a black freeway, like you could drive cars on top of them.
That was a lot of motherfuckers.
They was deep. They was deep, and just to lose, I'm like,
well,
they didn't
have the experience of fighters because it was created monsters. You know, so that's what you had to keep in mind. They didn't have years of fighting. They, you know, they were basically grown from the dirt and from trees and put out there as like raw, wild animals. You know, so they didn't have the technical skills. That's why the armies, if you think about it, if they wanted to portray that movie as him growing this army as a skillful fighting army, Oh no, man. The men would have been wiped out.
Right.
They would have been wiped out.
They was deep.
Yeah. You know, and he was producing them motherfuckers in the tens of thousands. And
right.
Shit, you know,
I'm talking about, man.
Got rid of a whole forest.
I'm like, you how know? The fuck they ain't win one fucking fight? You know what I'm saying? Not that I want the bad guys to win all the time. I'm like, not one fucking fight?
Well, I mean, but like I said, they had their advantages. You know, they had their advantages. You know?
That shit was crazy. So, shit. So, I did watch The Hobbit, and I was like, they had, because the only thing I told you I had seen was a preview, like, they put them together, and then they showed, like, Bilbo being born, because the duel is going out the door, and they like, it's another little, and it was, like, two little hobbits at this, so I'm like, maybe his family deeper, and then that was it, but they don't explain how Bilbo get old and stuff, so I don't know, but,
when he gets old, what you mean?
I mean, like, how,
yeah, after little. He returned home, it was, he just had 60 years of bliss,
yeah,
you know, until he turned 111, and that's when he comes in where Gandalf comes to his birthday at 111th birthday, you know, and some 60 some years have went past since the time he had the adventure with
and put that ring on and left.
Huh?
Put that ring on and left the party.
Yeah. No, I think they needed to make the Hobbit because the Hobbit lasts up to where, you know, where they end up.
That's what you were talking about the last show. You were saying that.
Right.
And they could do one after that.
They could do one, yeah, because they could even go before. Listen, the book is so big, man. And so many stories, you know, of other people.
Yeah.
You know, that, you know.
People like, they probably like, that's too much to be on.
If they do it right, man. Listen, you know what? The Indians, the Japanese, and the Chinese, they have on, even the English, they have ongoing series, 40 years old, and they're still going. They have series, you know, shows, movies, and shit like that, that go on for generations. You know, it's just not likely to really happen here because, like I said, we short-live everything. So if that was created by, say, the Japanese or the Chinese created Lord of the Rings,
yeah.
They would have, it would probably be an expanse of maybe 10, 15, 20 years worth of movies. You see what I'm saying?
Well,
they like to have the story from beginning all the way to the end and every little intricacy in between. You know, that's why you see some of them Chinese soap operas seem to go on forever. Yeah. You know, look at Doctor Who. I know you're not a Doctor Who fan, but Doctor Who been running ever since the, I think the 40s or the 50s.
Right,
you know, yeah, you know, and it's still going. Still going on with stories and shit like that. You know.
Not the fucking who.
You know, so
what else? What else I do?
So they could stretch it out if they wanted to.
There'd be a lot of stretching.
Not really.
I would like the bad guys to win at least one fight. Like, now it's worth it. Like,
well,
and then kill somebody.
If you follow Lord of the Rings, what was his name? Sauron?
Who?
In Lord of the Rings.
Who was Sauron?
That was the one that possesses the ring, got his fingers cut off and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. He, if you know the story, man, he whooped ass all the way up until that final battle. He was running shit, you know? He was whooping ass all through the... They had damn near wiped the humans...
In the middle of Earth.
Yeah, from then they almost wiped them out.
Yeah.
You know, if it wasn't for faith, you know, as the book has it, them slicing them fingers, you know.
Well, no, they had, when they first had the movie come out back in the day, they was like, the dude that wrote the story during World War One, and it was like, it was because of what he was seeing in battle. First, he was from England, and he's watching all them Nazis come through there. He was like, it was like a storm, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and then, like, when you,
with Lord of the Rings. That's right, if you see some of that old film, from World War II, when Hitler had, like, the German army, on the real, like, them bitches was deep.
Uh-huh.
The Germans was deep, and Hitler had them out there. Like, if you see them, like, they had them, like, some fucking square or some shit. Like, you got to look like, I seen it on YouTube when Hitler was giving the speech where he looked like he was going crazy and smacking his chest and shit. Man, I was looking at that. I was like, the German soldiers was pretty fucking deep, dude.
Man, he had them brainwashed like a motherfucker, man.
Well, from Hitler's point of view, I was telling my girl that, she's like, man, baby, you barbaric. She tried to tell me I was barbaric. I like, from Hitler's point of view, he was looking at people that came in his country, took over. I tell you this much, if African Americans or Africans thought the way Hitler did, it'd have been a big change a long fucking time ago. Because that's all Hitler looked at. Like, the Jews is over here, they was running everything. The Germans that was living there, they was broken poor. And that's what he was saying. We need our own. And his thing in Mein Kampf and up in that point was like, Germans need to run their own businesses. Germans, they need to have this thing.
He could have did it in a way.
I don't think he needed to cause war to do it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
He
could
have did it in a way that didn't have millions of people massacred.
He was one of them. He was the epitome by any means necessary.
I always say,
motherfucker be talking
the war was just the war was just a distraction for what he was really up to.
What he was really up to.
I think he wanted to wipe off the white people off the face of the earth.
He wanted to destroy all the Jews.
Well, I think he wanted to destroy anybody white because they thought they were the ultimate white. So everybody, nobody else came close to that. So to me, his idea was to wipe everybody off. But you know, he had a strange idea for us as far as black people. You know, he didn't want to really kill us all off.
No.
You know, he wanted to use us for entertainment and shit and butlers and shit.
I mean, man, you know Jesse, what's his name, whooped them Germans' ass.
You know,
he didn't feel the greatest of ease of that shit. What's the dude in the World War II, that the black dude when they had the Olympics in Germany? That nigga whooped his ass.
I know you're talking about. I can't see it.
He was up there with the fist. It was three black dudes. Yeah. It was the first, second, and third. It was feeling like that. Hitler had me sitting up there like, this bitch ass nigga. Like, but them boys can't run fat. But he got a rocket in his. I can't even imagine the conversation.
But see, that was just more arrogance of the kind of people, man, to think that they, you know. Nobody ever thought they were a superior race until the white race came along.
It
was other races that thought they were superior in war or something like that. Yeah. But as far as them just saying, my color makes me more superior, nobody ever thought that concept until whites came about.
But you know how, I was reading this thing. You know how they came up with that idea when they wanted to take over the world? When they decided that they could kill each other. Like they said, guns was never made for wars, to go war against other people. They said white folks created guns to kill each fucking other. So when they decided that they could kill each other like that, because think about what the medieval times was all the time with England. It was just white people killing other white people. You don't hear about no niggas getting killed then. You know what I'm saying?
But
we was in Morocco for ages.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, just think about it like this. If you was taking over something, you was running some stuff. Egypt was already 3,000 years old before these motherfuckers even had windows. For white people had their first fucking window and decided to have a house or you know, create a door frame.
Right.
You know, they just had buildings they was in to protect themselves from other white folk. Before they had a window they could look out of, we had already had pyramids and had gold and
running water,
you know what I'm saying? Toilets. We was already mummifying motherfuckers. We already was, you know, Mesa Musa, he had went to he was just a devout Muslim. He went to Mecca and all that stuff just to bring them gold. The nigga was dropping gold everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Like gold.
Richest man in the world at the time.
Yeah, richest man ever lived. Yeah. And he had gold. Well, he was just dropping it along the way, like caravans and horses and camels and shit. And that was just to go pay Mecca their dues. You know what I'm saying? Just because he was only doing that because he was devout in Islam.
Right.
He's like, he found Islam. That was it for him. He's like, you know, this is it. One God, one religion. I'm good on everything else. Right. You know what I'm saying? But just think, even before then, Egypt was already a thriving country. It already had boats going up and down the Nile. These motherfuckers were still in caves and hills. So when they got to that gunpowder and shit, and found out a little ball and some powder can kill another one, I take that fucking armor off. We out here, we about that light. They started going to war with each other, and then that's when they decided, like, fuck it, we can tell. Because I never understood why, and this is my own opinion. Oh, no, this is my own theory just that I used to think about when I was like, I don't know, man, when I was in eighth grade or maybe like early in high school. I never understood how people could believe in Christopher Columbus. I'm like, how the fuck could Christopher Columbus go follow a place when people had already mapped America out? They already knew where America was. So what did he discover? That fucking fluke. I'm like, it wasn't about the world being flat around. It was about them motherfuckers deciding right then and there they was going to take over the world. Like, we gonna create the world in our image and our likeness.
When he found America, he thought he was in India.
Right.
Trying to go around, because, you know, they had been outlawed, man, from the East for 2,000 years or something like that. Right. You know, so they had to go about all this way to try to get into India and shit like that, and Africa and shit.
You know, India was already thriving.
You know, yeah.
It was like every place on earth. Because
in order for them to be over a billion people, you have to think that's a lot of screwing. That's a lot of generations. You know, that takes time. You can't do that shit in 10 years. You can't make a billion people in 10 years.
You talking about white people?
No, I'm talking about Indians and shit. Because it was damn near a billion people even back then when Christopher Columbus thought he was discovering.
It was almost a billion people from Africa. It's almost a billion people
now.
It's
over a billion people in Africa.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, think about. Now I'm talking about natives.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Even back then, it had to be close to a billion or almost half a billion. You know what I'm saying?
Us and our curiosity.
Right, you know. But see, they came in, like I always say, superior weapons always wins the war.
Guns.
So you got, you got superior weapons.
Hey, man, we got guns. What y'all got? Nigga, what the fuck is a gun? We weren't even on that stuff. But see, our people always been nice, and we want to educate people and show them shit like this. You know, about rudimentary math, and you know what I'm saying, teaching people.
Nobody
like,
has the kind of mindset like those people, right, man. Nobody thinks about, you know, coming to this and savaging your whole village, and you know what I'm saying.
Right. So think about Cleopatra. Cleopatra had already heard about how these Romans will slaughter other white folks, like Nene is over there putting white people on poles and shit. Mm-hmm. So she hears that, she's like, man, we a fucking nigga up, but we keep minor slaves, you know, to help patch up pyramids and, you know, build some like motherfucking roads, go collect some gold and shit. We ain't out here like that. They had an army, but their army was like lightweights compared to them. I mean, the Roman soldiers, it'd be like comparing a truck to a tank. You know what I'm saying? The Romans was tanks, and they was just regular trucks. They're like, we got shit out here. We fight. We got shields and stuff. But this just was a regular everyday scrimmage just to keep our pyramids patched up and gold over here, and, you know, build shit and make, you know, keep paintings and going. You know, people enjoying fucking and smoking and doing everything they was doing there. And here she care about these Romans.
Well, it's not that she cared, man. They was all in her shit.
Right. So she's like, I'm gonna fuck these niggas calm. They're like, these white boys coming over here with the bullshit, I'm gonna give them some of this pussy and calm them the fuck down. And you know, a lot of sisters did that. You know, they said, I was reading this thing, and they said the sisters that was in the Caribbeans, when they did the same thing, almost like Cleopatra, they started fucking some of the Spanish captains and stuff and was becoming their husbands, right? But they never, but they never forgot black folks. They never forget the native Caribbean. They said, you know what? While you're here, they giving them all that good pussy. They sucking and fucking them niggas to death. They can't do nothing, lay on the bed and be like, okay, man. You know what I'm saying? That's all these niggas. All you know what they were saying was like, man, why don't you make some of the natives part of your army? That's how they kept the noose off their ass, because the sisters fucked them out of that. You know what? Yeah, man, just gonna let them niggas do them. If they want to be pirates, they can get on the boat. Go kick it too, shit. That's how black folks got to riding around and doing shit with the Spanish, because the sister had fucked them peacefully.
Well,
put some of
that.
Oh yeah.
No,
I mean, we could really go. Right. Yeah, right. They were surviving, right. But you know what I'm saying? They was keeping, cause man, they was over there. Like I said, they back then we had small boats like Vikings had. I remember coming over there with boats full of fucking cannons. Like, they could flatten the fucking islands.
And they came with superior weapons.
Right, so the sister
they
said...
They fought natives with bow and arrows, with cannons and rifles. You see what I'm saying?
The sister said, you know what we gotta do? We gotta fuck these niggas retarded. We gotta fuck them into submission. And that they did. They didn't fuck them like a regular dude. They like, we fucking captain.
You know what I call them days? That's the day that Satan ruled the earth. Them the times that Satan ruled the earth.
When he was sending the white folks out to do shit?
Spaniards that started the shit, and the Romans and the French and
the Spanish just went places that the English. Remember, they used to say
Spanish
about
Spanish was one of the biggest traders in slaves, and some of the most abusive.
Oh,
slaves,
you know, them and the Arabs, them and the Arabs.
Arabs actually ate the people.
Right, and Arabs,
you know,
they still
get tired of your ass.
Arabs like niggas so much they can't get rid of. They can't get away from us now. Every hill we go, we coming. They on our heels.
Everybody know where to come make their money.
Yeah, not
you know. See, people, what pissed me off about my folks, they always look like it's a good thing because them people come into the neighborhood. And I always say, Gooch, I ain't got nothing against nobody. It's never a good thing when somebody else come into your neighborhood and take your money out your neighborhood.
Exactly.
Put it back in.
It's like, I don't understand how people think that somebody else gonna free you. We can't nobody else free black folks. See, black folks gotta free black folks.
These niggas out here, man, willing to sell you out for anything.
For a house, car,
you know, anything less than that, just to do it, you know. And they always think that somebody else other than their own kind gonna treat them better. It's because they've been brainwashed. You know, they be talking about, yeah, man, the Arab treat me like this. Well, man, he's just doing it because he wants your money, you dumbass motherfucker.
Right.
You know.
And shit, want to make everybody look friendly. It's the same thing with the Cleopatra shit. Mm-hmm. Like I said, they're like, yeah, we
had it conquered.
Really, now we take a couple of these cats under us, give them jobs in our stores, let them sell the liquor back to their own people. You know, they be in that Judas and like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Man. Working at a liquor store, they think they to come up. Security guards.
Against you.
Right.
You know.
Security guard, they do something totally different, but shit, you know, they doing security and stuff, but the regular niggas, man, is out here. That shit almost a shame, man, you know what I'm saying? How you keep thinking how far we came, but man, we really just in a repeat cycle, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Over and over and over and over and over and over. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think black folks can be free until black folks want to free themselves. It's as simple as that.
I think,
man,
it's a segment of black folks don't want to free themselves.
Right, and that's
it. We need to come away from them black people.
I don't know how to get away from them.
Quit fucking with them. Yeah. You know, quit fucking with them. That's all. And let them know why. You know, see, I don't know why people feel like they have to try to tippy toe, especially at some time around our folks. When you got them folks that's out there, you know they're reckless. They're disrespectful, they're killing folks, they're selling you drugs, this shit that's harmful to you and shit. And you don't have, and just because, you know, Pookie and Ray Ray used to be friends with each other and all that kind of bullshit, man, I say fuck them niggas. They're not a part of our people. They're a part of another race of people that I wouldn't want to be around. Either you come for them or you get the fuck out of here. You know? That's why I always bring up penal colonies. You always get mad.
Right,
look at Australia. Australia used to be a penal colony.
The only reason why I say about the penal thing is because, well, I have thought about that in the time that we talk about that. But see, what I don't believe in is the penitentiary system is like a way to help people. Because we know it ain't. We know so many people been in jail. We know so many people in jail that's innocent. Now, there's motherfuckers in there that done what they did and did what they do. But think about the niggas trying to survive and stuff. It ain't like nobody doing nothing bad, but they lock motherfuckers up for their interest. So it's no rehab in being incarcerated. So that's what
I'm not talking about them brothers. I'm not talking about them brothers that hustle for a living and try to make a living and stuff. I'm talking about these motherfuckers, man, that's maliciously killing each other up. Maliciously selling you drugs that'll kill you.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Don't have no respect for our people, our women. Yeah, them motherfuckers need to go. And I don't give a fuck who they are. They need to go. You know, that goes for the ones that call themselves up in the life rappers or whatever they want to be. You know, once you start showing that kind of disrespect within your race to your race, either they need to get rid of you or eliminate you. It's not been one race, and I tell people this all the time, it's not been one race in this world that has tolerated another side of their race dominating them and fucking up shit and, you know, not seeing them prosper. They either get rid of the motherfuckers or they eliminate them. Or they get taken over by them.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
But you know, we want the next thing the next man got.
That's right.
We're looking through motherfucking rose colored
those
lens.
Kind of people, man. There's people out here, man, that just, like, you know, like the old saying, want to see the world burn. They want to see people die. They want to see the world burn. I'm not talking about any other race. I'm talking about black people. And it's a lot of black people like that, man. You know, they put in their mind that. That's why sometimes the street mentality gets on my nerve because they act like, you know.
Hold on, y'all. We got to pause for the calls. We got 30 seconds, so we're going to get right back at y'all. And in the next segment, give us a minute, be right back.